Sourtang, welcome to episode 12 of the Dungeon Diaries. I'm your hostess, Queen Titania. On today's episode, I'll be discussing how I spent my New Year's Eve, because I thought, given that it's still so early in the year, it would be a good idea to review how I ended last year and began this year with a review of Jaded's New Year's Eve party. For anyone who follows me on Twitter, pays very much attention to my career, you'll know that every few months I go to the monthly Jaded Fetish Networking Party in Lowell, Massachusetts. And for New Year's Eve, I made sure I would be there. Not just because of the party, not just because they were taking over both floors of the club and bar they normally run on the top floor of. No, not just because of the fact that the second floor would be set up for play when usually there's no play at Jaded. The reason I most wanted to go was the lovely Cindy Catrotic. My bestest biffle was going to be performing. When all of those things were added together, it seemed like a can't-miss evening. And not only that, it didn't just seem like a can't-miss evening, it was a can't-miss evening. You might wonder, what's a fetish event in Lowell, Massachusetts going to be like? Most of the better-known fetish events are in South Florida, Germany, England, Montreal, some in New York, Toronto. There's some nice ones, but Lowell, Massachusetts? Lowell isn't exactly a cultural hub. It's not exactly the biggest city, the most exciting city, or even the easiest to get to. But the lovely Cerula every month puts on a nice little party for anyone who likes fetish clothing or goth industrial music and interesting performances, since every month there's a new and interesting performance to see, be it a local performer like Ludella Hahn or Cindy Catrotic, a more nationally known person such as Jean Bardot, or any assortment of different fetish or sex icons. But the New Year's Eve party is something else. Things get raunchier. Things get more exciting. Things get more fun. And they always get more fun when I'm not able to be there. 2 years ago, I had plans in another city. Last year, I had plans in another city. And the year before, 3 years ago, I don't even know what I was doing. But each year I've missed the party, and I've missed the boat, only to hear about some wild and crazy stories that have gone on. So this year, I wanted to make sure I went, and wanted to make sure I reviewed the event. I can start off by saying that there was one little negative, and that has nothing to do with the party. The parking garage across the street is usually the easiest place to park for Jaded, especially on a night like New Year's Eve when it's bitter cold. It's usually just $5, which for even a small city like Lowell, that's not a bad deal for the night, especially when it's literally right across the street from the venue. Unfortunately for New Year's Eve, they jacked the price up, and it was a whole $10. Not a big deal, but a little disappointing, and probably made some people search around the side streets for a place to parallel park and then brave the cold winds to get to the club. But $10 is nothing to me, so I parked and had an easy time to get to the club. I guess there was one other minor negative. And I can't even blame them for this. The party was advertised as, you know, two floors. The bottom floor where the main bar is would be the dance floor and where the performances would be. And the top floor would be for dungeon play and a soft, quiet evening. The music would be quiet and everything would be set up for some kinky fun. So when midnight rolled around, you might expect a countdown. You might expect a bunch of excitement. You might expect the DJ to just make an announcement so that people on the top floor would know as well. But, alas, they kept to their promise of a more subdued, quiet atmosphere, and there was no loud announcement for that. So, as the new year rang in, instead of doing what I hoped to do, which was beat ass along to the final 10 count to the new year, I was simply beating ass. Whose ass was I beating? Well, let me get back to this part of the story when I get there from the beginning. The night started off meeting up with Cindy Katrotic and asking her, well, is there anything you need me to do? I'm here, and I'd love to help. And she just asked if I could film her performances for her. And of course I said sure, and made sure that I wouldn't make the mistake I did last time, when she performed on Easter and did a meeting of the minds between Jesus Christ and the Easter Bunny in her performance. She asked me to film it, and I asked, okay, is there anything I need to know about this camera? She said, nope, handed it to me with the lens cap off. I tried it for a second, it worked really easily, I gave it back to her. The next time I got it, I didn't realize the lens cap was on. Hit record, and there was just a blank screen, and I thought, is that normal? What's going on here? And fiddled with things a little bit until I looked and the lens cap had been put back on. Silly me. So this time, I made very sure that the lens cap would not be on so that I could film her rehearsals and her performance for her. We went through the rehearsal, and she asked me her opinion. And this, I think, is a lesson to any performer. If you want someone's opinion, or you really want to learn something from your performance beyond giving anyone you're working with and yourself a chance to run through things, see how the timing works in real life, and just get all of your positions and cues down, don't expect any more unless it's a full dress rehearsal. Because they went through the performance just wearing street clothes they were wearing and sort of mimicking what they would do. And as I'm watching this, I'm honestly replying to her, well, I don't really see the punchline. I don't see the climax. I don't see the big finish. Well, I'd see the big finish later in the night. From there, the night started, and I was met with an annoying text. The slave who was going to audition for me that night, to see if they deserved to be trained, had forgotten their ID. They had traveled all the way from the Pioneer Valley in western Massachusetts, and they hadn't brought their ID to a club that would be serving alcohol. They said they were nervous, and I counted them out for the evening, and then went around to socialize. Some of the lovely friends I have in the area were there, such as Goddess Deanna and Viv Darkbloom, of course Cerula and Cindy and Carver Riot, as well as dungeon hostess for the evening, Lilith Astaroth of the band Sorrow Seed. Lilith was doing a lovely job hostessing in a gorgeous leotard made by Vengeance Designs that fit the theme of the party, which was black and white. So, while Cindy and Cerula and all of the go-go dancers were just out on the floor, they were wearing these, I'd say bunny-inspired outfits in black and white with lots of black fringe. I had briefly thought about wearing a black, white, and silver leotard to match the theme. The same leotard that Loth was wearing. So I'm very glad I didn't. That would have been a little silly looking. So, there was a nice little dungeon set up, a few spanking benches, a St. Andrew's cross, and plenty of room to play, plenty of room to relax. So I was very disappointed that my slave wouldn't be there. After socializing a bit, I decided to check my phone, since my ears were burning, and it just seemed like someone was trying to get through to me. Someone was calling my name. Lo and behold, the slave had managed to get in. I told them that I was waiting upstairs, prior to finding out that they didn't have their ID. They said they had begged to get in, and I waited for them, and waited, looked around, and they weren't coming upstairs. I texted them, they came up, and I had to once again berate them. Why, if I had already indicated I was waiting upstairs? Would you wait downstairs, you stupid slut? See, this slave is going to be treated and taught to be a real slut. I should say, taught to be and treated like a real slut. They are going to learn to be a doll. They are going to learn to be an object of sexual desire and nothing more. So they had to be berated for their stupidity in acting like a bimbo before they had been taught to be a bimbo. I gave them a light beating and instructed them that they were to be introduced to Miss Cindy Katrotic when the time was right, because we would both be having use of them, since we love dressing up human dolls to be our cute little playthings. She met Miss Cindy, and Cindy approved, although was equally disappointed that they had been as foolish as not bringing their ID. From there, Cindy's first performance occurred, and compared to the rehearsal, it was brilliant. She did a magic act with Carver Riot, one of the lovely performers at Jaded Month In and Month Out. She's basically Cirilla's right-hand woman, and she's completely stunning, as is Cindy. The performance was a magic burlesque act where Miss Cindy performed magic tricks on Miss Carver as she removed Miss Carver's clothing and then replaced them with umbrellas that she pulled out of thin air. When the top went, an umbrella went in its place. When the midsection went, another umbrella. And then, when her most private of private areas was exposed, out popped another umbrella to cover her all up until the final reveal. I don't think that you got to see everything. Of course, she was covered up in the most private bits, but it was a very scintillating performance that gave the nice illusion of barely concealed nudity by those umbrellas, with a nice little charm that Cindy can provide in these kind of things. She positively glows, and it showed on stage. As was Cirilla, who was positively glowing, doing her bar dancing. At Jaded, even if you don't like one element of the party, even if, you know, the music isn't to your liking that night, or the performance didn't gel with you that particular month, there's always beautiful women in fetish attire, or sometimes almost no attire, cage dancing, or last weekend, dancing in cages and on bars, since both the top and bottom floor were open to us. I haven't said it enough, that was a great addition to the party, not just to open up play space, but to really make it feel bigger. To be in one room, even if there's a lot of people, it makes the event feel a little smaller, but when you have two floors, and both floors have a nice crowd, especially when the performances were going on, it makes it feel like a bigger deal. And on New Year's Eve, you always want to feel like the place you're at is a big deal, if you're into the whole idea of New Year's. You don't want to feel like you're wasting your night, because there's so much emphasis put on New Year's and getting a fresh start it being a big deal. And when the party feels like a big deal, you feel like a big deal. And you have more fun when you feel like a big deal. Isn't that right? So, having the two different floor setups was nice. The dance floor was nice if you wanted to dance and mix things up. And upstairs was nice when I needed to beat the ass of my slut. There was beating and bondage going on all night. You could see different people, boys and girls, being tied up by boys and girls. You could see Lilith doing her thing on stage. You could see everything going on, and I made sure that my little slut got what was coming to her. She's a little trans girl who's, well, she's going to learn to be more of a Barbie than a butch lesbian, as she has been. Her attire for the night wasn't exactly scintillating, but, well, we stripped her down to a leotard underneath, and I gave her a very harsh beating. I only brought a little flogger with me, but it was enough to make this slut barely able to stand as I, tortured and teased her. Because if I'm going to teach her to be a slut, I can't just beat her. I also need to use my tits and ass and cock. Not taking it out, of course, but, you know, a nice crotch rub along the backside of a little slut gets them oh so excited and brings them up right before you bring them down with another strike of your palm or your flogger. I gave her one beating in between performances and instructed her that once again I'd be filming, and went down to go film Miss Cindy's second performance. Another very charming performance. A very charming and scandalous performance. It was framed as a documentary on the plight of the panda and panda mating. The pandas were two lovely girls, one playing a male and one playing a female panda, who were taught to make panda love to each other so that the pandas could reproduce. It started off comedic, but eventually Miss Cindy started stripping down her pandas as her job as panda zookeeper, and by the end, there were four raunchy pandas dancing on stage to the Bloodhound Gang's The Bad Touch. You might wonder why in the hell anyone would want to bring up that song from 10 years ago. It may be, you know, kind of fun to giggle at now, but in a fetish performance, would that really be sexy? Well, when you have people being sexy pandas in a club laughing the whole way, it becomes a very appropriate song. It becomes the perfect thing for that night. So, everything fired on all cylinders. People loved it. I loved it. It came off first rate. Sometimes, the worst song choice, the most cliched song choice, is the best one, because everyone knows it. No one takes it that seriously, and it makes things more fun. From there, like I said, I kind of missed the actual new year, because I was upstairs once again beating an ass, because I decided a second beating would be necessary, and like I said, I wanted to ring in the new year, beating ass. But it seemed like everyone had a lovely time. There was a small little buffet for food. There were reasonable drinks, and, well, there's not much more to say other than it was a fantastic event that felt like it was much more than just in Lowell, Massachusetts. It felt like a much bigger deal. Felt like a real fetish event rather than a small monthly club night. And really, is there anything more you can ask for? In New England, there's so few events that feel really big. The Floating Fetish Ball, which Jaded and Ex Mortis put on, feels fairly big each year. But the monthly parties, they're monthly parties. You can't really dock points for them not feeling like a big deal. But New Year's Eve at Jaded felt like a big deal. It was fun. It was sexy. There was a very good turnout this year. And I can't recommend enough going next year if you're in the New England area and looking for fetish fun. Just go out, have a grand time, brave the cold, and enjoy. With the main points of the evening out of the way, I have a couple more little just miscellaneous things that I think I should mention. It was really nice to see the attire being at a much higher level this month than most months. Because Jade, it's a monthly party, people, they might not dress up every month, but there were many people out in their best fetish attire, latex and leather, and, well, in sexy bunny costumes as well. It looked that much more enticing. You can't blame the party if the people don't dress up, but at the same time, if the attendees aren't making an effort, everything suffers, and this time everyone made an effort, and that makes things more fun. Like I said before, it makes it feel like a bigger deal, and people want to feel like they're at a big deal, and they're big deals. There was a stricter dress code than usual. Jaded advertises a strict dress code, but unfortunately, with the way it's set up where you're in a club on top of the bar, there will be people from the bar coming up and gawking who aren't according to the fetish dress code. But this time, people did seem to take a notice. The bouncers didn't let people in who looked like they were just off the street. And in the end, people looked good. And that's what I want to see. People looking good. People putting in effort. Cerula, Cindy, Carver, they all put in effort. So it's nice to see that returned for an overall experience, an overall aesthetic. It was also lovely to see so many people playing. Play adds so much. And so, next year, I hope there'll be just as much play. I thought the music was pretty good as well. I honestly can't remember the name of the DJ, but he played some very nice selections, and the dance floor was always bumping, as they say. So, that also was a big win. The night as a whole was a big win. I really can't say enough good things about it. Everything was up several notches from what you might expect in New England. The dance floor added to the music as well. Upstairs at Jaded, there just doesn't seem to be enough room, and there wasn't the impressive light setup there was downstairs. When the light is going along with the music so nicely, when you have more room and more people, even myself, who doesn't dance that often, wants to get out on the dance floor. And I'm not even a huge New Year's person, so when I'm talking about bigger and better, I'm not someone who feels like they need to start their year off with a bang every year. Last year, like I said, I was in a different city, but I was spending time with family. The year before, I was at a small gathering with friends. So for me to say that these things felt bigger, it's not so much for me, but it did help it, even for me. It helped me feel like I was having more fun. And I did have fun. And if you come, I think you'll have fun as well. So, like I said, if you're in New England next year, come. And with that, I'll wrap up, and I'll talk to you next time.